Anna.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, we're starting with verse 398. Do you want to wait for someone else or go forward here?
You can go ahead. Excuse me.
The shamiyatu kuchabri hu ishkinke bit hilu urhimu uthilu uthilu urhimu. Leakta lishem yudhe babate, the Yehuda shulim bishem kol Yisrael. Limun Torah mitzvah, la sok Torah mitzvah. Vayhino amadunay Elohino alein maasei adenu kalinei alein maasei adenu kalineihu. Pasuk 398. Come, Achara, we amar, we omer, Yosef, El Echav, Gishu, na Eli, why Gashu, why Amer, we domer, Wiki, Ama, Amai, Kare, Leho, Wahakarivin, Hawo, Gabea, Ela, Beshata, Amarlon ani Yosef, Achichem tevavu dechamulea, b'malka ila'a amar Yosef malku, da begin da revach na leya gishu, na elai v'igashu. The Achaze Leho Hai Kiyama Temi Lamar Dagarmat Li Malhu Da Begin Denat Rit La. The translation. Another man stood and quoted. And Joseph said to his brothers, come near to me, I pray you. And they came near. And he said, and he asked, why did he have to call them as they were close by? And he replied, because when he told them, I am Joseph, your brother, they were astonished, because they saw him as elevated royalty. So Joseph told them, I gain this kingdom because of this, referring to the circumcision. Come near to me. They came nearer, and he showed them the sign of the covenant, the circumcision. He said, because I have preserved the covenant, I have earned this kingdom. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the pasuk is clear as written. Does a man willingly show his brit to other men, even his brothers? Questions, comments, thoughts.
Well, I never envisioned that. I don't think anybody else has. But
I'm
it makes
sure
sense. You know, it's, I mean, especially if they didn't recognize him, you know, with his hair and his dress, and they didn't seem to recognize him at the dinner, you know, when he was, when they were together, so.
They didn't recognize him as their brother. But after he said, I am Joseph, and the shock wears off, they would have recognized him. They would have seen the resemblance. So then he has to say, I have become this king in Egypt because of the brit. But does he have to show them the brit? Or can he just say it?
I think he could just say it. I think Judah recognized him already, you know, at least he had a strong hint.
Well, Shimon, I believe Shimon was the brother he kept behind
Right.
And he revealed himself to Shimon.
Okay, well, I didn't know that, but this is an interesting verse.
It definitely is an interesting verse. There are stories in the Shoah of Jewish men who were trying to pass as not Jewish, and the Germans would force them to reveal the Brit. But here's the verse is clear. It says he showed them the sign of the covenant.
Maybe one of them didn't believe and had to show it. I don't know. But
I don't either. I just find it astonishing.
You know, one in the bunch is always going to be different. Especially when you got 12 together.
True. I just find it very, very unusual. And the need to show it seems to be something that has to be dealt with.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you convert, you have to show, and you have to go through the Hakafat Dam, so.
Yeah, but you don't show it to the community. You show it just to the Moil.
Yeah.
I'll go on to 399 now.
Okay. Was it the word Zot for this? I gained this kingdom because of this. I'm looking at the bottom instead of the top. So let me.
I don't remember saying it. Let me scan through and see if I see it.
I don't see it.
No, the word Zot is not there, nor is the word Zeth.
I guess that's why Rabbi Ashlag put in caps referring to circumcision.
Correct. Verse 399. Mikan olifna mandinatir lahayat kayama malhu itnat rat leyaminalam mi boaz. Diktiv Chai Hashem Shikvi Ad HaBoker Dehawa Mekat Regleya Yisraya Adi Omei Oma'a Unhir Lehai Berit Begin Kach Zaka Denachtu Mineya Malkin Shalitin Al kosha ar malkin umalka lehai berit begin kach zakat naftu mineya malkin shalitin al kosha ar malkin Umalka Mashiha de Itkarem Bishma Tikushabarihu. The translation. From this we have learned that whoever keeps the sign of the covenant, the kingdom will be kept for him. And how do we know this? Another example is Boaz, as it is written, as Hashem lives, lie down until the morning. Because his lust was aroused and disturbed him until he took an oath, as Hashem lives, and preserved the sign of the covenant. As a result, his sons became kings and rulers over other kings. And the King Messiah, who is called by the name of the Holy One, blessed be he, therefore kingship awaits he who preserves the covenant from defilement. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the pasuk is clear as written. Again, over and over, the consequence or the effect of controlling your moment of lust is to become a king, including the responsibilities of being a king. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, you know how the Midrash tells us that he didn't live, but just the wedding night. Do you think his death came because of his lust being aroused?
No, his death came because he had reached the point where his tikkun was now complete. He had fathered, he married Ruth, therefore his tikkun is complete. He's fathered the Messiah. There is no other purpose for him to remain. He was in his 80s. And perhaps the fact that he was sleeping with a younger woman in his maybe late 20s or early 30s, perhaps that's the reason he died. But, I'm not going there. The sages essentially said his tikkun was complete, and therefore he left the world.
Yeah, well, I've heard that, but I've never seen because his lust was aroused written. And I know in Torah studies, it's come up. What I think it talks uses the word her skirt or his skirt or something, and
right.
It's like questionable,
yeah.
In discussion.
Yeah, you have to remember she went to him in the threshing floor.
Mm-hmm.
And on the threshing floor, everything's allowed. So he did want her. He was lusting after her, but he did not sleep with her on the threshing floor.
Mm-hmm.
He told her to lie down, but they didn't consummate anything. And then the next day, he went to a relative who was the closer relative to Ruth's dead husband. And he asked him if he wanted to be the redeemer. And the man declined because Ruth, being the female Moabite, there was all of this static and discussion and stuff having to do with whether King David, his mother was a Moabite, and whether it was okay to be married to a Moabite, according to the law. So the relative declined because he didn't want to run into that issue. But Boaz, then after the threshing floor and after the discussion the next day with this relative, then Boaz did marry her. He did sleep with her that night, and then he died.
I think that was one of the reasons why he died was, concerned that maybe his marriage was not legitimate, that you know, because of that. Gave two of them to the fire because he died very nice. He married her. So.
That is that. I'm sure some people perceived it that way.
Yeah,
but they
yeah.
were not righteous people.
Well, Yishon, at least in things I've read, that was what was causing him to question his own birth.
We read that in the Psalm 69.
Yeah.
In the Midrash that you brought to our attention.
Well, I'm wondering how King David got away with it instead, King. I guess, you know, I know what they say, that technically, you know, you divorce before you go out to war. So when he slept with Bathsheba, she was technically divorced, you know.
Correct. That's exactly correct.
I guess that's how he got away with it. You know, the letter of the law rather than the spirit of the law. But these two paragraphs have really added some new insight into both Boaz and Joseph. So, very interesting.
Correct. And if you're not really familiar with the Bible, a lot of this OR is just difficult to understand.
Yeah. Well, I think we know both of those stories very well. So, Zohar is just adding a little bit more vision.
I agree.
We've seen so many plays and acts and movies, you know, of Joseph revealing himself to his brothers that I think it's really ingrained in us. And so to get this little bit of a nugget, I'm just in awe. I just think it's something, you know, really important.
Well, clearly the Brittany lies is very important.
Yes. But we're really seeing why. I mean, we knew sexual immorality was really, I mean, why we do so much with Shova Vinkin is because of that. But to see another side of the meaning of how much it means and what it means, it has really been revealing.
I agree. I'm going to call the class here because it continues with another slightly different idea, but
okay.
I'd like to have other people come.
Right. Someone did come on. I heard a beep.
I didn't. Is there someone else?
Malka.
Okay. Then I don't mind going forward. We still have a few minutes.
Okay.
Verse 400. Patach idach ve'amar ketivim tachane alay machane ve'gomer hake ta'ana bezot ani boteach mahu bezot da'at kayama izmina ta'atir Dabe Rparnash Beit Ramizah Leila Ugine Kach Itmar Bezot Kimadiktiv Zot Ot Habarit Zot Beriti Lekola Bechad Dargatana Zevzot Bechadir Dargaya Inun Velamit Parshan. In the translation, another one then quoted, though a host should encamp against me. We have learned that this, the Hebrew word is zot, I trust. What does zot, the meaning of translation is this in the female, what does it refer to? And he answered, this is the sign of the covenant that always exists in a person and is hinted on high in Malchut called zot. Therefore, it is written as zot, just as it is also written, this, the Hebrew word is zot, is the sign of the covenant. And this, the Hebrew zot, is my covenant. All apply to the same grade. And we have learned zeh, the masculine for this, and zot, the feminine for this, are both in the same grade and are not separated. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the pasuk is clear as written. Even if a man does not guard the external, but the internal brit is always perfect. And what is the internal brit? Questions, comments, thoughts.
I don't understand what you mean by internal. What was the last word? Internal int?
What is the internal brit? What is the internal covenant?
Okay,
everything
brit.
Has a body okay. And a soul.
Okay, I wasn't sure if you said hint, H-I-N-T. Okay.
No.
Okay.
I said brit.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, just plain grammar, zot in that word in that position in the sentence, you know, would be the subject, and the sign of the covenant would what be like a predicate nominative, one going back and renaming the other. So I can see zot, and you know, when you say this is the sign of the covenant, well, this then becomes a hint, if you, you know, it's renaming the covenant. So just in plain old English grammar, that makes it so.
But the verse is not talking about English grammar. It's talking about what is the level of consciousness of the Brit?
Yeah.
Elevation, it's the Keter. Are we talking about Keter?
No, you're talking the other way. You're talking about the Malchut.
Okay, well, the crown stays in Malchut, doesn't it?
The crown of the male organ is constantly connected to the vagina of the female.
Right.
But on that physical level, that separates.
Okay.
But the word zot, which we'll learn next week, Zion Vav Ta. That is the Malchut of your soul.
Right.
And there, the masculine form, Zion Hay, is also Malchut. And it's, and this verse is telling us that it's the same level.
Okay, you broke it. There's a lot of background crackling. I didn't understand the last thing you said about the male form. So,
the male and the female forms are on the same letter. They level. They both refer to Malchut.
Right. Male and female. Mm-hmm. So they're not separated. They're together. They're in a relationship.
On the internal level.
Right. It's kind of like Hawkman and Venus.
Once a male organ has penetrated the female organ, there's no disappearance in spirituality.
Right.
So that never separates. But on a physical level, that can. On a physical level, the male organ represents Yesod of Zeron Tin, and the female organ represents Malkut.
Is that why it's renamed? Because they are separated? One where the female can procreate and produce offsprings, and the male cannot. So is that why there's a difference in the naming?
I'm confused. I'm not clear on the question. That you broke up a bit. What is your question exactly?
Well, I think, like Hannah was saying, there's a different name that comes down. They're called something else when they are in the Malkut of the physical. So it'd be.
They're not called something else. What we're questioning, what the verse is teaching us, is what the word Zot means Malchut. And the word Zeh means Malchut.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how can we understand that? One is male and one is female. And that's what I'm trying to explain.
Okay.
When you said there was no disappearance in spirituality, then I could understand why we learned earlier that if a female has relations with more than two men, there's a fight in the uterus.
Correct. Yeah, it becomes a lot easier to understand once we've absorbed what this pasuk is teaching us.
Right. And I know we had Zot and Zeb before. Was it a metaphor for something else? Or was it always the covenant?
It was always the covenant.
Okay.
But that's why we need to read Zohar repeatedly. So that we can make those connections, because the verses we've read about Zot and Zeh earlier in Bereshit, and here we are in Lech Lecha. So, it's we have to understand what the two verses are saying, or maybe there's more. I think there's three or four verses that
mm-hmm.
we have to repeat over and over till we are clear on them. We're about out of time, so are there any final questions? Or you let me know if next week if we want to go back over verse 400 or not.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It looks like it's continuing on with Zot, because I see it in parentheses at the top of the next page, so it's going to continue with also 402.
Yeah.
So we'll be having 403 too. I see it all in caps, so it might be well just to at least read it again.
All right. Well, we'll talk about that and decide on,
okay,
on Monday.
Okay.
Yeah,
thank you.
Good evening.
Okay. You're welcome.
Shalom. Bye, Juan. Shalom.